Arizona teachers started voting today on whether to authorize a strike over low pay and other issues. But last week, Governor Doug Ducey unveiled a proposal to give teachers a 20% pay raise over a couple of years. Some teachers are skeptical of that plan, but a number of groups have come out in favor of it. One of them is the Arizona School Boards Association. Chris Cotterman is the group's director of governmental relations and joins us now. Chris, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. So tell us, why is ASBA in favor of this this plan that the governor has put forward?
Well, I think that ASBA has always been in support of a couple of things. One, increasing the base level to support higher teacher pay, more competitive teacher pay. Also, without sacrificing a required adjustment for inflation, and also separating out capital needs from other salary needs. So we have found in this plan that the governor has proposed all three. So $100 million in base level, in district additional assistance for capital, a base level increase for teacher pay, and inflation funding. And I have to say, though we've said positive things about this plan and we want to get it through the legislature, we are by no means under the impression that we are done after this plan. There are more capital needs that need to be funded over the next few years. There are more salary needs that need to be funded over the next few years. But we believe that as an organization, we needed to come out and say that we support moving additional funding through the legislature now.
When you say that you think that this is, it sounds like you're saying this is basically a first step, not the last step. How do you, assuming that this goes through the legislature and passes, how do you keep the momentum going for things that maybe aren't such headline grabbing things as teacher pay?
Well, I think that, I mean, there has been a plan put in place to increase the district additional assistance over time, but teacher pay also is one component, right? I mean, we've heard all week that the governor's plan, comes up short on ESPs or education force professionals or other certified professionals that aren't classroom teachers. We would agree that those needs are important. So we have in our back pocket a mobilized force of teachers that we fully intend will keep the pressure on the governor. I mean, there's nothing that says that, you know, because we get this plan through the legislature, they have to sign on the dotted line and agree never to say anything again. That's actually not the point. We are here because of their work, and we're trying to leverage that work into additional funding for education today. But if I'm under no impression that they're going to say, you know what, that's a good enough job, everybody, let's go home now. I don't think that's going to happen.
One of the criticisms that we've been hearing of the governor's plan is that he hasn't sufficiently outlined where the money would come from. And, you know, without raising revenue, that means the money would have to come from somewhere else in state government. Is that something that concerns you or the School Boards Association?
I mean, every time you have to balance a budget with such a big expenditure, there's always concerns about where the revenue is going to come from, right? And I want to be very, very clear about this. The Arizona School Boards Association will not support drastic cuts to social services in order to pay for teacher pay. We won't do that. We have not done that. So any sort of implication that somehow access eligibility or anything like that is going to be reduced as a result of this plan, we don't view as accurate information. So we recognize that the governor is going to give up some of his priorities. We recognize that there will be some savings taken from access, for example, for budgeted money that hasn't been spent to provide health care to people. But we are under the understanding that no one will be kicked off of access in order to fund this. And as an organization, we do not support that course of action.
Teachers, obviously, as we've discussed a little earlier, started voting today on whether or not to authorize a strike. How have your members been working with superintendents and other administrators and maybe even the teachers in their districts on if the teachers go ahead and authorize a strike and then actually follow through on it, as far as how they'll manage that and making sure that there are programs in place or activities in place for the students who otherwise would be going to school?
Yeah, ASBA has been proactive in trying to work with members on what would occur if there was a work stoppage. We have encouraged our boards to engage with teachers, our superintendents to engage with teachers productively. We realize that if a job action is widespread enough that, you know, there might have to be schools closed for the day, what we don't want to have happen is kids show up to school with no one there to to watch them, to take care of them, to basically make sure that they're okay. So if this occurs, then we want to be responsible about it. We want to work with all parties involved to make sure that people are forewarned as much as possible, and that you know, plans can be made. But we're not concerned that, you know, there will be widespread big problems with kids showing up to school that, you know, won't have anybody there to greet them. Either schools will be open or they won't be for the most part.
All right. That's Chris Cotterman, a director of governmental relations for the Arizona School Boards Association. Chris, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.